שלוש יומים. מה אומרים השם נושא אתכם, והשלוש יומים לא עושים עבדוכו. ומה השם אומרים יומים בנוסו מן המחנה. מה השם עושה מונדה, הוא נעלף את המחנה. סוס זה תוריה הקלישות. ודילך השם ואין שלושה יום בריא של אסף נהם אז אל דרשם over here הוא עושה פשעת that this was the Peronius that preceded the Nun Hafuchas in the Torah, you look in the Torah very interesting, this is Pasha you have two Nun Hafuchas two backward Nuns what's the Ian of the backwards Nuns? In the backwards nuns is to make a separation of the parashias. And the parashia starts off. That parashia is a separate parashia. Vayhi ben tzoi ha'oroi. Vayoyim Moshe. Kuma Hashem v'yafutzo ha'vecho. V'yanusu misalecho v'ponecho. V'nucho yoshuva Hashem v'voice alfa Yisrael. That's the middle, that's the parashia that we want to divide between two peronias, as I'll say. The Mechal, the Peronius, that the Peronius should be next to each other, and as they were next to each other, would be a big, I guess, a bigger Tfi or a bigger Tain or whatever it was, but in, to put in between those two Parashah Peronius. What was the Peronius afterwards? So, like what it says, Mufurish, Vayi Ha'om, Kimsoyim Rab Ozne Hashem. The Oilam complained. Main Belashar Belashar Alila Vash Alila Hev Lifrash Me'achar Yamokoy. That they were looking for some type of excuse. They wanted to get away from the Avodah. They wanted to get away, at least to purge from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain way. And the mice, they started to complain to Hashem. It's only Rab, wasn't Hashem? According to some Pshat, the Rashi Lord Pshat. Pshat is Kufta Zion. That was the promise of God. They started to complain. We saw it in Rab, Ozne Hashem. What was the Yisoid? Torah Chaderech. The Torah says they're complaining. It's hard walking. It's hard to get us a bus. It's so hard. You know, even when we want to make a tiyul in yeshiva. We thought to make a hike, but it was only Rab. It's too difficult for us, brothers, to die. We could barely make it from our trailers to the base medrash. They expect us to hike for 2 hours. Some of us could only make it from the bed, from our caravans to the couch over here. And they go back, and they're already tired, and they lay on the couch. And they go back to the room, because it's a very big avodah. So it's Anna Rab, they were only Rab, and it's a Torah HaDerech. It's very, very hard. That was the Mesonin and Rav, that was afterwards. For Maisa, Torah says also, we'll see in a minute that there was other Mesonin in them afterwards also. Asura Shabakir was Abu Taiba, there was more Mesonin in them also after that Maisa. We'll see in a minute. What were the Peronis before? So here's the machloek is Rashi and Tosis in Shabbos Kuf Tazayin. Rashi learns Pshat, Tosis quotes Rashi, the Peronis HaRishoyna was Peresh B'Kotcha Shemi Oz. At that time, the Tchilu Lish'ol Basa, they wanted to ask for meat. Chlaiso started to ask, we want meat. We want Basa. Vay Marie, the places is not nearly a Peronis Rishon. The first Peronis that was before the Vayim Tzor, Kedom B'Medrash, Vayisum Shenosu Mehar Sinai, Derech Shloshes Yomim, Ketinaik Hayotzi Mibeis HaSeifa. Like the child leaves the Beis HaSeifa. Shebureach Loi V'Hoylech Loi, Kach Hoyu Borcha Mehar Sinai, Derech Shloshes Yomim. They were running away from Har Sinai. Anybody knows, sees on day, when you get let out of school every night from their youth, a great feeling that it is school's out, last day of school, or even every single day, you can't wait, you're waiting by the door, all of a sudden the teacher lets you out, you run out there with such glee and such happiness. That was the matzah that Har Sinai, by Yisu Mehar Hashem, according to the Tosfos and Shabbos, that was the Peronius, between the Medrash. Peronius was, they ran away from Har Sinai, Ketinoi Kapirea Mibes HaSeifa. Like the Tinoi runs away. Why they run away? So Krashi, so Tosfos, it's like a lot of reason why over here, maybe also of you, Vishalomdu Torah Harbeh, they learned a lot of Torah, the Sinai. So maybe they learned so much Torah, they felt they learned so much, we gotta run. Gotta get away from it a little bit. Oh my Kodesh Baruch Hu, this my Peronius, the Peronius, and this Sapavin, so Hashem said, let's be concerned with the Peronius, the Peronius. Let's be so with the Levites to the Peronius, the Peronius, because they have a Shaykhah, but we have to break it up with Vayhi Ben Tzora. There's a Choyer Tzora beer. Mishnah according to Rashi, I understand a little bit that these Peronius had Shaykhs, again, they're complaining about the Torah HaDerech, and it was afterwards, before they complained, where's the meat? Complaints. Everybody knows what complaints are. They just come here after supper every night. You know what complaints are. People like to complain. Okay? So they were complaining. Good. So if I understand according to Rashi a little bit better, they have the connection of the complaints. But according to Tosfos, Tosfos not supposed to complaints afterwards. Torah says, that's Mefurish. They were complaining. Torah HaDerech. Traveling, every day we gotta start moving. All the complaints beforehand. The complaint was, that wasn't really a complaint, it was Peronius. What was the Peronius beforehand? The Peronius beforehand was that they ran away like Tina Barak Reis Nasek. So, L'Chayr, you have to understand, L'Chayr, what's the connection? Okay, the two terrible tragedies, the clients, so two not nice things. But L'Maisa, what's the connection? And the Kodesh Baruch has to separate it with Ayin and Zohar. As we mentioned, that's what we want to be aware of tonight. As we mentioned afterwards, also after the Torah speaks about this complaint, they had the Torah continues for Asafsuf, Hashem Bekirvus Av Taiva, Yeshuva Yifku. They start crying again afterwards. More complaints, more tears, more sorrows in their life. Or so called, they thought Miachan Ubasar. Remember the fish that we used to eat in Mitzrayim Chinom. The mamash was free. It's a kishuim. Remember the cucumbers. It's avatichi, avatichim. Remember the geshmak of watermelons. So Sal we used to buy us. It's a chatzir, it's a btsom, it's a shum. What the geshmak of machon that we used to have in Mitzrayim. Ba'atam, Hashem, Yevesha, and Koil were mamash dried out. Like a sardine. Ain't called Bilti El Money Name. All we have is this mon. Everything that they give us is all just mon. Whatever we eat, we think it's mon. Whatever we think it is, that's what it is. But mon is about God who, and the Torah says how the mon was so special. So the Torah goes into the parasha right afterwards. Right after this parasha, interesting hemshir, they go in there complaining again, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, when they complain about the mon, And then the Torah goes on to the value of the mon. Mon is Agadu, it was Taka Gavaldik, it was very easy to take it, and whatever they want, they could taste it from it. And the Yisoy that Dvarim is, that afterwards is another parasha. Vayishma on Moshe's on Boichel Mishpachoysav, they're crying again afterwards. Another crying again, they're all complying. Whining again, crying again. This time, Boichel Mishpachoysov. And that, Lagabi Arayas. They were Boichel Mishpachoysov. Chazal said they were Boichel because they asked them in Arayas with their Mishpachos. One after the next. What's the connection? What's the Hemshech Advarim? What's going on over here? The story of the Chori want to say tonight, to this, tonight, I would say tonight, towards the evening, we're holding. The yisoid that we want to say over, the chayra, is a big yisoid. And that is, that the hargosha of Klal Yisrael, that led to this, all these peronius, and that we say that's the smichus, is the fact of the Hatinoi Kabriyeh Ribeis HaSeifer. That they ran away from Har Sinai, that they left Har Sinai with the feeling that it's too much. They left Har Sinai with the feeling that they were stuffed, and they ran away from the Kabbalah Satorah. Like before, should bring down. It wasn't pshat that they actually ran away, because the mice at the end of the day, Hashem had come and told them, "I'm taking you to Eretz Yisrael." But it was the argosha deep inside that they want to leave. They want to get away from the yeshiva. They want to get away from the mokum haTorah. That was the argosha. From that small argosha, that we want to be poirish, we want to leave, we want to separate, we need a break from the yeshiva, from Torah, from being attached to Torah, came about the spiritual downfall, the Peronius of Eretz. The Peronius, all the fight of parishes, they're starting to complain, what's going to be with the meat? They start to complain, oh, it's so difficult. They start to complain, what's going to be? You remember we have such a good life in Mitzrayim, which is a Peller, but I said, what they have in Mitzrayim? They barely ate, we know they ate matzah in Mitzrayim also. What they have, they started saying, we have such a good life in Mitzrayim. And finally led to the parasha of Arayis. They said, oh, it's not enough. It all started with their slightly, with that slight feeling of, Ketino Abraham by Sefer, we can be parasha, we don't need time anymore. For that, take a break. Vacation! It's a vacation! We're taking a vacation from Torah. We learned a lot of Torah. We're now ready to take a vacation. Baruch Hashem! And because of that, Rabbi said, that was the first Peronius. Because that, I believe, was the impetus and the koyach to which all the other Peronius came. That's the Hamshah. And the story is what we say. There's no vacation from Torah. A person could take off. A person could needs a break. 100% needs a break. But not chofesh. As I'll say, Dr. Gemara in Shabbos, came with your mace, nasa chofesh in a mitzvah. What is the chofesh for mitzvahs? A person's dead. He leaves this world. That's chofesh, vacation. The person is never on chofesh. You might be taking a break, might be letting up a little bit, taking it easy, relaxing, but he's not on chofesh. He's not on vacation. And you saw that from the verse, I want to go a little deeper and say that the pshat is, the reason why this is the chesaron, is because a person has to understand a person has to realize, to come to the realization, that Torah is not just, Torah is the lifeblood, Torah is his sustenance, Torah gives him the koyach to withstand the typhus. Torah gives you the koyach, you can take a person needs to let up, needs to relax, 100%, but the hargosha that I don't need Torah, even if you have to go away from it, even if I have to take a break from it, that's it with our Gosha, I want to be attached to you, but right now, I'm taking a break. Right now, I'm letting go. But not to our Gosha that I run away from it. The running away from is a pshat is that I'd rather be over there. When I go on a vacation, when I take a break from Torah, it's not the pshat I want to be over there. I just, right now, that's not the pshat. I want to be away from where I am now. Try that I have to go somewhere else, but I need a break, but I really want to be here. I can't. The Atina Rechabeh Safer is a person that doesn't want to be there. The happiness of being somewhere else. and not being there. Now gosh, it deep in the heart that you really want to be there. But it's much deeper than that. The depth of it is that a person has to understand that when he has Torah, as we mentioned, when he's attached to Torah, he doesn't feel that he needs so much. He doesn't feel that he's missing so much. He doesn't start to feel that anything's difficult in life. Because he has something to fill him up. He has something to give his life purpose. He has something to give his life meaning. He has something to energize his life with, sustain his life with. And when he has that, he doesn't need so much in his life. We look around at Kolo fellas. You walk into the house, you open up the pantry, empty. The refrigerator. Maybe you'll see a bottle of milk. You look on the date. I don't suggest drinking from that bottle of milk. There's maybe one egg in the pantry. You look around the house. It's a plain house. Anybody go to Reb Steinman's house and today, everybody say. You look around, everybody say. I don't know today, but in many that we used to go, you look around, everybody say. We're making a new thing, everybody say. On this trip, maybe because it's a B'nai Rebbe, about having a scavenger hunt to find the telephone in Reb Steinman's house, everybody say. Anybody could find a telephone in his house is going to get a lot of money. Maybe now, I'm saying in the old days, maybe now there is some. But for many years, he did not have a telephone in his house. About something. How do I know? Because I remember when I had a call. But someone told me, if you want a call, you call, to get to Reb Steinman, you call the neighbor. You call the neighbor, and he, I guess the neighbor offered, and that's how you get to Reb Steinman. There was no telephone in his house. About something. How can he exist without a telephone? Come on, Rabbi. A little extreme. You look at his house, Rabbi Yisai, anybody sees pictures of the house, all the girls are meeting over there. Look on the walls, Rabbi Yisai, peeling off the walls, the paint is peeling off, Rabbi Yisai. He needs a paint job, as they say. The walls are peeling off. The house, you look around, you go into the house of, you went to the house of one of Chaim's great uncle. Well, in Daily Adorim today. The Kalmanovich, you almost missed the house. We walked in there, the bedroom, the living room, the dining room, it was all the same. I think the kitchen also. And I think they covered over the washing machine. There was maybe a room and another room, that was it. How do people live that way? Come on, street? Nothing. You walk at the house of Daily Oil and there was nothing there. Nothing! Furniture! No furniture. Everybody knows the famous story. There was a rich person came to visit the Chavetz Chaim once. Came to the Chavetz Chaim's house. He walked in on the Chavetz Chaim. And he came to speak to the Hillel Chavetz Chaim. This person came from all the way from Chutz Lars, from America. I don't know, it was a woman or whatever. Anyway, I think the story, she came in or he came in and he started to talk to the Chavetz Chaim. He's looking around the house, looking at the chairs, looking for a couch. Every chair wasn't the same size as the other chair. Everything, the table was rotten, rickety. And he's looking around and there's no furniture. And he said to the Chavetz Chaim, I don't understand, Rebbe. Where's your furniture? Where's your furniture? So the Chavetz Chaim, everybody knows the story, said back. And where's your furniture? You asking me what furniture? I'll ask you, where's your furniture? So the traveler looked at the Chavetz Chaim like he lost himself. What do you mean, where's my furniture? I'm a traveler. I'm traveling through. Said the Chavetz Chaim, I've been also a traveler! I'm also just traveling through. We're traveling through this world. That's what they were magish. I don't know if you said it that way, but I'm just ad-libbing. I'm traveling through, that's all. But the Yisrael, I want to say much deeper. The Yisrael is that they don't need it. It's not the pshat that they feel, oh, never. I don't have the new lazy bacha couch. Just came out for Yeshiva Bachram. He used to be called Lazy Boy. They don't have the new lazy bacha chair, you know, that you just lay down and you get a massage and you get your hair done also at the same time. Some pans come out of the couch and scribble your hair with shampoo. I don't have the lazy boy cat. I don't have the new refrigerator that you go, you stick your hand in and comes out a meal for meal months. With a nice hot pickle. Hot dog with a pickle on the side. I don't have the new stove that as soon as you put your food in, before you close it, it's done already. You don't have to even close it. You put it in and it comes out. And it talks to you. Good morning, Mr. Belchbaum. How's your day? Your hamburger will be ready in 2 minutes. Don't overeat. Thank you, oven. It's nice talking to you. I barely talk to my wife. At least I talk to the oven. It doesn't have the new Mazda 726777XL, which you put in the directions into the car and you go to sleep. The next thing you do, you wake up, destination. Arrived at destination. Wake up. He doesn't have the luxuries of this world, I'm going to say. So we say, okay. He's happy. Everything's okay. But the Maisa, he's Moisa Nefesh. Neina Moisa. Just the opposite. These people don't feel that they're Moisa Nefesh. They're so zat. They're so happy. They're so involved with Torah. They're so full of Torah. They have everything. They're not missing. Not b'shad, they're lacking, but they're moist and nefesh. They're not missing anything. The Torah fills them up so much that they have everything they need in life. They don't need anything else. But once that feeling comes down and you lose that feeling, or you don't have that feeling, you feel that Torah is not supplying with anything. So then you start getting into tachas. And then nothing, ain't on a maze for chatzi tavos biyotnoi. Nothing can sustain you. Nothing can satisfy you. You go on from taiva to taiva, from peronius to peronius. It's too hard. Derech is too hard. Oh, we don't have meat now. Oh, it's very, very hard. What's gonna be? You're asking us this type of thing, Rebbe. My years of chinuch as a bachur also of Rosai. I remember when she was learning, we didn't have such food that we had today, even though you say maybe it's not, but in today's generation, we're spoiled. In the times of the past, I'm reading books about it also, but I read books recently about they used to give, they didn't give any food to my yeshiva. Mochanan yeshiva, they only gave lunch, that was it. It wasn't all the other ones. He gave you a petek, you went to the baker, you got some food. There was no food in the yeshivas. Kamad, nothing. The bachurim sustained on mamish nothing, no food. And the bachurim were happy. They came to yeshiva, they were happy. The bachurim that complained, the derech klal, but I'm not saying there's more. The bachurim that complained, I remember, the bachurim that complained, they're not going into the learning so much. Okay, so everything else bothers you. My bed, my mattress is not thick enough. It's only 75 inches. My pillows, I don't have enough pillows. And this thing, that thing, the food is not this, and that, and that, and that. And chanami. If once you're talking about getting the gishmak and not being filled up in the Torah, so the tev is going to be. They're going to look, they're going to complain, and not be happy with us. Torah affords us, what we say. The feeling to be happy with ourselves. That's the koach of Torah. It affords you to be sameach b'chelko because you have everything you need. The ben Torah who has Torah, is attached to Torah, who feels that being involved in Torah, I have everything. I can take a break, but I know being there, that's the world with everything I need, I have. So you think they walk around the street? I remember Shmuel Birnbaum, the town, used to give shmoozing, he used to make fun of the whole world. All the Gashmias, What does it mean, a pizza and a soda? What is it? You think it pushes him? It lures him? It bothers him that this guy's eating a whole pizza pie right now? You don't need it. But if you don't have it, if the Jew is not filled up with Torah and mitzvahs, if he doesn't, that's not his lifeblood and his goal and his agenda in life, then the Torah is telling me, you know what's going to be from that? Vita Baranius. What those Baranius? You're never going to be satisfied. There's a nevish lois of mouth. You won't be satisfied. You're just going to go on from taiva to taiva, and you're going to look on the world. Why don't I have this? Why don't I have that? The Metzias of Torah is, it helps us to live a life of satisfaction, of being satisfied of who we are, of what we are. Of feeling that I have what I need. This is the greatest of feelings of Boisa. That a person doesn't think, have to need that, oh, I need that and I need this, and if I don't have it, he's eating out his kishkis. His mom's going out of his kekelim. Why? Because this guy has it. He walks home one day, he finally was saying, you know, to buy this nice car. He got his 2009, you know, he was able to lease a nice car. And all of a sudden he saw his neighbor riding up in a 2012 bought car because he's making six figures. And he just had a new car. Mamish, calm down. Be happy. He sees his neighbor, Mamish whizzed by him. Mamish whizzed by him. And he's Mamish burning himself. He's burning up. What happened? He can't be satisfied. He has a better car. There's more Zach in this car. He has a nicer fridge. He goes into his house, refrigerator. My oven talks, his refrigerator talks to him. Want some ice? There's never satisfaction because in life, Taivis is always going to push him. For more and more, you'll never be satisfied. There's only one thing that a person could say that I have everything. But Yaakov Avinu said, Yeshli Koyah. I have everything I need, as we mentioned. But Esav said, Yeshli Rav. I have a lot. I don't have everything. Yaakov Avinu said, Yeshli Koyah. I have everything I need. Sho'osa li kol tzarki, as we said before in the prophets. A yid who's molly material can say, "Sho'osa li kol tzarki, I have whatever I need." Because that's the metzias of Torah. You have everything you need in Torah. You have direction in life. You have a goal. You have what to accomplish in life. You have to know what to do in life. Everything's there for you. But if you're not, your whole life is going to be running after your tail. Trying to make more. Trying to not be satisfied with everything that you have. It's going to lead to one taiva after the next until the taivas bury you. That's what happened, Chazal. All the taivas, they cried. Hashem said, okay, Zel, call to. You're crying? I give you everything. And that was the koach of the mon, Rabbi said. The mon was an unbelievable tzius, Rabbi said. The mon was something that filled you up and it could be anything that you needed to be. It was. You had everything that you needed in the mon. That was the tzius of the mon. That was a tzchefza. It wasn't so big, it wasn't a lot of it, but it was satisfying. It took care of you, it satisfied your needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us a lesson by giving us the mon. That doesn't have to be that you have to have every type of food. If you want to have, you'll have it. But the Maisa, there's going to be the one thing that's going to satisfy you. And nothing, you're not going to have more. It's going to satisfy you totally. And that's the Metzias of Torah. The Torah of Oichli Mon, just like the Mon, was one thing that satisfied all. Torah is one thing that satisfies all. We don't have to look for other things. That's the mistake. They ran away. We had too much. We don't need it anymore. Let's get out of here. It's just the opposite. This is everything, and this is anything and everything in our lives. And those of us who learn this, our lives are going to be a different life. You look around, Rabbi Yisrael. You look around, you go around to people, you see their lives. Happiness. Simcha Zachayim. What do they have? We went to visit, one of the Talmidim, Rebel Pavasky. He was sitting there with a piece of tea and a tea cracker. There was no strawberry shortcake. There was no, he's sitting there. The Simcha Zachayim, Rabbi Yisrael. You saw on his face. The Simcha Zachayim. Why, he's that! He's full. What is he full with? Simchas Achayim from Torah. You saw tzaddikim, their faces are glowing with simcha. What's it coming from? They feel so satisfied. The Vilna Gaon's face, and by Gdolei Olam, it affects them, the Metzias. The Vilna Gaon was plump. You know, his face had red cheeks. He ate nothing. Nothing. How is a child who is plump? Rice, rosy cheeks. He slept 2 hours. He should have looked like a pale piece of, who knows what. And he had rosy cheeks, and plump, and everything. Teretz is, he was filled up with something spiritual. Torah filled him up, mesatisfied. The doy like oil, Rav Nachum Pratzavitz in the mirror, by side. And thank God he didn't eat the food, he couldn't eat the food. So what happened? He was machmer, so he said he survived in a Rashba for 3 days. He survived in a Rashba, the Rashba fed him for 3 days. He survived in a Rashba for 3 days, if I said. If a person learns Torah and has simchas from the Torah and understands the Torah, if I said, you don't need it. You feel so full. I was telling Matthias today, the Matthias, I went, I was a little tired in the afternoon. I went home to take a, I usually take a little nap in the afternoon. I stay up very late, whatever it is, I take a little nap. If today's Shikla, I had a lot of molly simcha from the Pshah. I think I finally we learned to be, did our mitzvah of Torah. I couldn't sleep bad tonight. I laid down a little. I felt those. I woke up at 2. I woke up at 2:30. I couldn't sleep. I got up and felt really bad. Couldn't sleep. I felt zat. I felt full. I felt vigorous. I felt energized. I don't know why. Torah energizes you. Torah makes your life vigorous. It gives it pump, as they say. You don't need any of the other stuff to give us pump, Rabbi, because all that stuff, after it dies down, you feel like you need a pump to get you going. You have to pump stuff out of you, maybe. That's about the extent of the pumps. You have to pump things out of you. Here, when you learn Torah, you feel pumped up, you feel energized, you feel excited. You feel that you don't need anything, Rabbi. Sometimes in the sugi you don't feel you need to eat so much. You're full. You actually feel full. It doesn't make sense. But that's the metzias of Torah, Rabbi said. It fills you up and it energizes you. And when they learned Torah, they learned a lot of Torah, they treated it, by them it became a certain feeling like other things. That when you have too much of it, it fills you up. But anything else that fills you up, after a while you get sick of it. Torah is not that way. Torah is life. And that was their mistake, and therefore they treated it, and they walked away from Torah. So we a chofesh, we need a vacation from it. But it's the opposite. You have to realize that we have everything here. Not to say that a person doesn't have to really have outlets. It's 100%. But the kud and hamitis is, when you have Torah, you have everything. So I just want to be back there as much as possible. I'll take my break. Take my nap, I'll rest a little bit, just because we're physical bodies. But the Sevishal Dava, there's no end to it. There's no end, as the Chaim Golovin says, Zeichel and Varim Arbe, Chaim Golovin says in his Pirish, that a person can just go further and further. He's marshaled to a king, he shows his rooms, inner rooms, and just going further and further to inner rooms and seeing more and more beauty and wonderful. That's what Torah is about, everybody says. And if we haven't tasted it, everybody says, we're not learning properly, we don't understand Torah. If we feel we're just being filled up with it, we have to run away from it in a way that we feel we don't want to be there. So we have a whole different musa of Torah. We're treating it like every other taiva. And from that comes the peronius, the peronius. Rabbi Isai, such a musa haska, was a yeshli kur. Who could say in this world I have everything? Who could say that? The richest man in the world, the most wealthiest individual. The one who has the most gadgets, he can't have everything. He's always missing something. But a person who's learning Torah, because it's oisik b'Torah, by side. Yaakov, you know the semel haTorah, yesh li kol. He can stand up and say, I have everything I need. My life is so in order, I have everything I need. I'm not feeling lacking anything else. This is the limud that Nechor can learn from this parasha. This is the limud we can learn from life, by side. Those who understand it, those who make kasha to it, those who will take from this Yisrael of Yisrael, your whole life can change. Your whole life can be different. If you attach yourself to Torah, and it's difficult, I'm not saying it's easy, it's hard. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you attach yourself to Torah, let Torah lead your life, you'll be able to walk around with the greatest feeling of satisfaction that Shayach Yesh Li Koil. I have everything I need. And if not, if you don't, Chas V'Shalom, you go the other direction, there's Madregas, of course. If Chas V'Shalom, like the Parasha tells us, from one Taiva to the next, I'll never feel satisfied. I'll always feel I'm missing something. I'll always feel dejected. I'll always cheated out. I always feel I should have got something else. I'll walk around bitter my whole life. You walk around bitter, all it leads to, Rabbi Yisrael, all it leads to is depression and not simple Zechayim, Rabbi Yisrael. Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, choose Torah, because it's Simchas HaChayim, happiness. The Tesla writes in his letter, Rabbi Yisrael, the Tesla writes in the first letter in Michta Melio, he said, I went around the world asking people, who has Simchas HaChayim, Osher HaChayim, happiness in life, go around, interview people, speak to them, do you have happiness? Do you have happiness of life? Go around, interview, he said, who has Osher HaChayim? Go to the very wealthy people, and they're always jealous. The Balabak, the middle class, he says they're not happy. The poor people for sure are not happy. They're always up looking at the middle class. The middle class is always looking at the Gvirim. And the Gvirim also is not happy. Go around to the Gvirim and ask, are you happy? They're not happy. Well, because they feel they're missing. They always feel they're not enough. And more than that, he says, because Akina Vakayva covered with TNSA or the Mina Oilo. Everybody is living in the world. What takes a person out of the world? Jealousy, taiva, covered. They're living with that daily. It takes them out of the world. They can't enjoy it with this world. It removes them from the world, as Mishnah says. These people are living daily with kinah, taiva, covered. That's their whole lives. He says, if that's the only one I found in my he says, it's a letter from his father. The only one we found in the whole world is B'nai Torah, at the MS has satisfied. Happiness and life, everybody. B'nai Torah! People walking around, depression, people walking around, even not depressed, not satisfied, my life doesn't give me satisfaction enough, I have to change my career, any plumbing, any refrigeration, what, maybe I could do something else with my life, midlife crisis. A person gets to a certain age, he has midlife crisis. I never saw a God or Tamachor midlife crisis, but he said. Midlife crisis? Why is that? The person thought he should have been doing this, he should have been doing that. What's midlife crisis? Midlife crisis means that a person is not happy with himself. He's not happy with what he's doing. But a person has Torah, and follows the path of Torah. And he also knows his goal is to know Torah, to understand Torah. And to get his whole life, that's his goal. And he's satisfied from that. Nothing else he needs. The midlife crisis comes because maybe I should have been this. Maybe I should have been a plumber. Maybe I should have been a dentist. Maybe I should pull teeth. Instead of pulling out stuff from the toilet, I should have pulled teeth instead. Maybe I can go into a new field, plunging in the mouth. In case people got something stuck down, that's better on the stomach, and have to get it out. Come along with my plunger. Terence says, what he's saying, we're never satisfied. Ain't on the maze for Chatzit Havos and Yodu. He's always looking for more and higher. That's why they say a baby's born in this world with his fists are clenched. He's like, he wants to grab the whole world, and they die. The hands are open, spread out, nothing's left. You know the mitzvah, the chazik tavos biyodo. He doesn't leave this world. If you're looking for tithes, you're not going to get it. If he's looking for ruchnis, if he wants to attain ruchnis, tiyat shema is dia, to lead the most happiest of lives, of Bosa. That's the lima, of Bosa. Even if we have to go, if we're going on a tiyul, we're going away, the feeling should be, first of all, we can take our farm with us. We're allowed to take it, Bosa, it's not on the paper. I don't know, that's a shayla, if they ask the poiskim in the shreshah rechaz, if you're allowed to, it's a shayla, the rice, the rabbanon, minhon, But I think we can get away with it. We're allowed to take Svarim in your knapsack. If you have room, you're allowed to take a Sefer with you for those who want to learn. But even if a person's going away, he's going out and take a break, and Taka people leave. The great Gedolim just go to Datsha. You see the Baruch Bear in the forest. You see pictures sitting with Talmidim. They were talking, he was talking and learning there, also, whatever, like the star, whatever. They're going, Abba Lamai says it's Mutta. But the feeling should be, that the Eiz Hashem is Borach. The Eiz Hashem is Borach. The feeling should be that, oi, I have to go away now. I have to take a break, but I want to be back there. There's where my life is. There's where my satisfaction is. I have to go away. But I know over there's where my satisfaction is. Going here is not going to give me the satisfaction. Because the Torah Amel said, Shifti b'beis Hashem kol yimei chayai. The Torah Amel says, I want to sit in the house of Hashem my whole life. As much as possible. Lach so he's been knowing Hashem in the back of him that to always going to be more and more lach. It's endless. The lach of Hashem is endless in Hashem. We can be zircha b'eiz Hashem is borach to that feeling of Hashem. The lach so is, the famous boredom ending. Shifty b'beis Hashem kol yimei chayai. Know when a person does something constantly, the feeling is that he, you know, you get bored of it, it gets difficult, it gets tedious, it gets, you know, doing it over and over. David HaMelech, when a person does David HaMelech, I want to be a shifty man. I want to be a shifty b'beis Hashem kol yimei chayai. But lots of know levake b'echol. When a person goes on a bikur, when a person goes to visit somebody the first time, the mice, it's always exciting. The Ramel says, no matter what I'm doing, no matter that I'm busy as a shifty man, I'm sitting in this all the time. But Hashem took always, I want to feel that hargosha, that I'm being mevarket, that I'm coming to visit, I'm coming on a one-time stay. That's the metzias of Torah, lachsois. It's always special, it's always fulfilling, it's always filling. To have that hargosha, and b'zircha b'ez Hashem. To walk into this world and continue in this world with the feeling of simcha, oisha, chayim, happiness, fulfillment, satisfaction of Isaac. And that's what we only find in the Mokom HaTorah, the Mokom of Torah. And the Eiz Hashem Yisbarach, we learn that lesson, that our entire existence will be different of Isaac. We'll be zeicha, the madrega of Leish Mikoyel, have everything I need, won't look for anything, be zeicha to have a happy and healthy life. Zoicha ve'ez Hashem b'koroiv to see the emes alachos b'noyim Hashem, Mashiach sikeinu, and hey of your men, amen.